Israel has launched fresh series of airstrikes in the besieged Gaza Strip, killing and injuring a few people. The air raids targeted areas in eastern, northern, southern, and central Gaza. Last week, Israeli air raids and tank fire killed 6 Gazans. The Hamas movement condemned the Israeli escalation, telling Press TV that Palestinian resistance movements have the right to respond to Israeli attacks.
The Israeli escalation, the killings and criminal acts are part of the Israeli action against Palestinians. They used all kinds of violence and terror against the Palestinian people with military, political and financial support of the United States and under the watchful eye of Europe. Up until now, there's an international bias in favor of Israel, and the Palestinians are paying the price for it.
The renewed surge in the attacks has prompted fears among Palestinians in Gaza of what they call more Israeli aggression similar to Israeli war at the turn of 2009.
Well, I could tell you this much. Over the bombings and airstrikes that have just been going on over the past couple of days have really started to remind me of the war that took place in 2009. I'm just really hoping it doesn't get much worse than this.
Israeli leaders had been threatening to wage a major military operation against the Gaza Strip in past days. Israeli military minister Ehud Barak went as far as saying that his forces could reoccupy Gaza. Israel claims that it attacked the Gaza Strip in response to rocket fire from the blockaded territory. But Hamas movement says that Palestinians were only reacting to Israeli aggression. With the Israeli threats and the ongoing blockade, Palestinians in Gaza say they fear of very tough times ahead. Israel attacked Gaza once again as the world watches in silence. This comes as it is maintaining a land, air, and sea blockade on the coastal enclave since 2007. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.